We are on Daf Tzadi Aleph, Amud Aleph, 2, 4, about 7 lines in the bottom, middle of the line, Ramile. So we had in the Mishnah Machlikas Tanayim as to whether or not one is allowed to shech the Karban Pesach al Hayachid. Rabbi Yehuda says, Ein shech den es a Pesach al Hayachid. And he learned it out from the pasuk which says, Leisuchel Lizbech es a Pesach b'achad sharecha. From the achad we learn out, you're not allowed to shech it on a Yachid. And Rabbi Yehuda said, you are allowed to, providing that you're able to, certainly if you're able to consume a kezayis, which you can eat the whole thing, Mativ Manayim. But if you're able to eat, you're allowed to shech even for a yachid. So says the Gemara, Rami Leir of Ukva, Bar Chinuna mi Parishna, L'Rava mi Amr B'Yuda, Ein Shech Den Es HaPesach Al HaYachid. Raminu, Isha Barishin Shech Den Alah B'Fnei Atzma. And the Brisa says that a woman on Pesach Rishin Shech Den Alah B'Fnei Atzma. U'B'Sheni Oysen Oysa Tfeil L'Acherim. On Pesach Rishon, she is 100% obligated in it. Not only that, as we think at this stage, it means you can shech the carbon for her alone. So you certainly see you can shech for a yachid. And this is Rabbi Yehuda speaking. On Pesach Sheni, her level of obligation is lower. And therefore, you wouldn't be able to shech for her by herself. But only together, Rashi says, tfeila means chibur, in a group with others. However, al kapanim, you see that you can shecht for a woman by herself. So you see, you can shecht for a yachid. Amar le'timer b'fnei atzma, ala'imer b'fnei atzman. The Brice is referring to whether or not you can shecht a Korban Pesach solely for women. As we're going to see in Amud Beis, it's machlekes tanoim. Shita Rabbi Yehuda is yes, you can make a chabura solely of women. There's going to be shittas tanaim which say no, you're not allowed to make a Korban Pesach only of women. The level of obligation of women in Korban Pesach is not a chiyuv d'oraisa gomer to allow and justify shechting a Korban Pesach just for them by themselves. So that's what it means. Le'tema b'fnei atzma, ela'ema b'fnei atzman. So really, shittas Rabbi Yehuda is like we said, le'such lezbech es ha'pesach b'achad, you can't shech the Korban Pesach for a single person. And the Brayis which says, Yishech Tekram Pesach for a woman, it means for a group of women. That's what it means. Omer Lei, Mi Avdinin Chabura Shekula Nashim, why are you allowed to make a Chabura solely of women? Votnan, Ein Eisen Chaburas Nashim V'Avadim V'Ktanim. We saw the end of the Mishnah. And it says, you don't make Chaburas of women, of Avadim, or of Ktanim. Says the Gemara, my love, Nashim Lechudayu, Vavadim Lechudayu, Ketanim Lechudayu. Don't you read the Mishnah? Don't make a Chabura only of women, only of Avadim, only of Ketanim. Amalei, Eloi, Nashim Vavadim Uketanim. It means kind of having groups of women, either women in Avadim, women in Ketanim, meaning Nashim Avadim Ishum Tiflis. Not because we're just concerned of Pritzis, of Aveira, Rashi says. And Ketanim v'avadim mishum Pritzusa. Rashi says, Mishkav Zachar. So that's what it means. We are allowed to have a Habura of just women by themselves. And the way to read the Mishnah is, don't have women with Avadim by themselves, or Avadim Ketanim by themselves, for concern of an Aveira, and so on. Al Kapanim, so we're saying that you can have Rishita Rabbi Yehuda remains that you're not to make a Chabura only of one single person, because Yudash is the Pasuk, L'suchel Izbech, it's a Pesach Ba'achat. Good. Says the Vayte, Gufa, Isha Berishin Shechten Alea Bifnei Atzma, Uba Sheni Eisen Esa Tzfeil Lacherim Tiver Rabbi Yehuda. And as we said now, it means women by themselves. So, Lamaisa Rishita Rabbi Yehuda is women are obligated in Korban Pesach, and they have a full chiyuv to the extent that you don't need any man together in the chabura to justify the Shechitas HaPesach. You can make a whole chabura of women. Ubasheni oisenisot feil acherim. Then, ready by Pesach Sheni, then she would have to be included with men. Tiv Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yisrael Isha, Vasheni Shechtina Alea Bifne Atzma. Shitas Rabbi Yosi is a vada, not only on Pesach Rishon are women fully obligated, but even on Pesach Sheni, and therefore you can have a chabura made and comprised solely of women. In Tzachlim of Barishin. Of Shimon, Omer, Isha Barishin, Isne Sotfeil, Lacherem, Shani, in Shechton, Lachol Iker. Shimon says, no. Women are not fully obligated in Pesach Rishin, and therefore don't shecht the Korban Pesach solely for a chabura of women. And in Pesach Sheni, don't include them at all. Don't include them at all. So if a woman missed out on Pesach Rishin, she missed the boat mamish. Now, says the Gemara, but Mike Kamiflagi, what's trapped in the Machlekes? Rabbi Yehuda, again, Rabbi Yehuda is one who said women are mechuyavis in Pesach Rishin, Pesach Sheni only in a group. So Rabbi Yehuda Zavra, b'michsus nefashes, I mean that when the Pasuk is speaking about who's included, it says, v'lakachu shechina akarav yalbeisa b'michsus nefashes, so it mentions souls, it doesn't mention men, b'michsus nefashes v'afilu nashim, even women are included. V'afilu nashim, v'chidei ma'yachi afilu b'sheni nami, meaning, and the reason why is because the Pasuk says, Kechol Chukas HaPesach. So it compares Pesach Sheni to Pesach Rishon by saying, Kechol Chukas HaPesach. So if so, to the extent that it says, B'mechsas Nefashois, which is Koilo women, so then women should be included in Pesach Sheni. Why do we make this distinction between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni? Chitei Mal Yachetil B'sheni Nami. So Ksiv Cheta Yisa HaYishahu. Meaning, the Pasuk says, and Rashi explains that this, the end of the Pasuk is a reference to Pesach Sheni, and it says, Va'isha Shehu Tahar, U'b'derach Lehaya, V'chadala Seisa Pesach, V'nichrasa Nefesh Ayi Me'ameh, Ki Karban Hashem Lehikriv B'mayadai, Cheta Yisa Ha'ish Ahu. And Rashi explains, this is referring to Pesach Sheni. So you asked that it says Kechol Chukas HaPesach, and therefore we should equate Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni, not necessarily, because the Pasuk says Lahedya Ish, Ish in Isha Loi, and therefore her obligation is not absolutely compulsory when it comes to Pesach Sheni. It's more of Rishus, and therefore you can't make a chabura only of women. V'chiteima ihachi afilu tzveila nami b'sheni loy. So if she's not actually mechuyeves, so then why should we allow her to eat at all? I mean, it should be all or nothing. Either you're included or you're not included. If you're not included, so what gives you the right to partake of Korban Pesach to eat? This you're not nitzdave. She shouldn't be included at all. So now we say, ahani kechol chukas haPesach l'tfeila ba'alma. So it's a little bit of an intermediate stage, meaning she's obligated in Pesach Rishon because it says b'michsus nefashos. Nefashos is kolel even women. Lamais the Pasuk says kechol chukas haPesach, so that seems to include women in Pesach Sheni for some on some level. But being that there's a Pasuk in Pesach Sheni by Pesach Sheni which says ish, so then it kind of lowers her somewhat. She's not 100% mechuyeves, but midin tefila. Within chibor that she can do. That is that shita. Rabbi Yosi was the one who said that she is mechuyeves mamish in Pesach Rishon and in Pesach Sheni. So Rabbi Yosi, my time, dechseber Rishon b'mechses nefashes. Mafilu Yisha, the same thing. Mechseber Pesach Sheni v'nechrasa nefesh hahi mi Yisrael nefesh afiru nashim. Now there it mentions a nefesh. And it doesn't say an ish. I frag the Gemara. What do you do with Rabbi Yehuda? The Ella Chet Oy Yisa Ha'ishahu. What do you do with that? Lemuti Mai, says the Gemara. Lemuti Katan Mi Kares. It's coming to be Mamayit, a Katan from Kares. Now, what does that mean, a Katan Mi Kares? Why would we think that a Katan is Machuyev Kares? So, frag Tezus, second Tezus. Is it that you need the pasuk to be memaitim from karis? The yishlema the itzrich lekatan shehigdil bein shnei psachim. It became a katan in between. The salka daitach the chayev lasis pesach sheni. Because now he's a gadol kamash malan. This shita, not everyone agrees to this, but this shita holds the sheni tashlumin derishno. And so on. Al Kaponim, you might have had a tzad to say, now he's a gadol, if he doesn't end up doing anything, now there will be a karis, because now you have the ability to kind of rectify that which you didn't do, albeit because you weren't nitzava, but now you are. Al Kaponim, that we pater. So that's what we say. That is the shita of Rabbi Yossi. So according to Rabbi Yossi, we said, Nashma Mechiyavis in Pesach Rishon, and Mechiyavis in Pesach Sheni, because again, in Pesach Sheni, it uses the Lashon of Nefesh. I, the Pasuk of Rabbi Yehuda, he uses it for something different.
It wouldn't work. It means that he was the Chal, the first one, and
well, that's what we're saying. Like, you might have thought otherwise. You might have thought otherwise. Kamash Malan, Tashlum in the Rishon. Yeah, and that's what we're going to see in the next parak. Yeah, I believe that's how we paskin. I think we'll see in the next parak. That's that. We've done Rabbi Yehuda. We've done Rabbi Yossi. Now again, Rabbi Shimon was the most makel, so to speak. He said that women are not mamish mechuyavos in Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni. They're not even allowed to. So Rabbi Shimon, Ksubarishon ish. So we dash an ish in ishaloi. It does mention the word ish, and therefore we'll say ish in ishaloi. Now, to the extent that we actually have a full-fledged miut, ish v'lo yisha, so the frag the gemara, v'chitem i'achi afilu tfeila nami loy. So she shouldn't be allowed to be mishtata. Would she allowed to eat from this carbon if she's not nitztava? V'chitem i'achi afilu tfeila nami loy. So now we say, ahani lei b'michsas nefashayis l'tfeila. So again, he'll use b'michsas nefashayis to give her some level of inclusion. So it's all about kind of balancing these psukim. According to Rav Shimon, we dash an ish v'la'isha, but we have nefashayis to give her some level of inclusion. So v'chitim afila b'sheni nami. So if you're telling me that the structure in Pesach Rishon is, it says b'michsas nefashayis, which seems to imply some level of obligation for women, but then it says ish, ish v'la'isha, and therefore we lower her level to just a tfeila, a chibur, but not that she herself is 100% mechuyevis. So why don't we now say kechol chukas ha-pesach to equate Pesach Sheni with Pesach Rishon, and say she has the same level in Pesach Sheni, not 100% compulsory, but she's able to be mishtatef midin tfeila ba'alma. Why don't we say b'sheni now? Me says the Gemara, miut rachmana b'sheni. There's a miut at Pesach Sheni. Nechsev cheta yisa ha'ish, ish in ish aloy. Now, what level of obligation is the ish per Pesach Sheni coming to lower? So we say mimay k'memayitle. From what level of obligation is it coming to be mimayit? Imi chiyuv. If you think that it's coming to lower her from a chiyuv to a din tfeila, to a chibor and a tfeila, that can't be. Because imi chiyuv hashtav arishim loy. B'sheni mibay madach, a woman is not even mechuyevis in Pesach Rishon. We said her level of obligation, for lack of a better word, is only that she's allowed to. She can be mishtatif. She's not obligated. So she's not obligated in Pesach Rishon. We're certainly not going to say she's obligated in Pesach Sheni. So if there's a miut in Pesach Sheni, Elalab says the Gemara, what level of obligation, if at all, are we coming to be mamayit in Pesach Sheni? Elalab mitzvela. Elamai, we're coming to be mamayit from tefillah. So according to Reb Shimon, it says by Pesach Rishon, on the one hand, b'michsas nefashayis, which seems to include women. On the other hand, it says ish v'la'isha, so it demotes her from obligation to allowing her to be mishtatif. In Pesach Sheni, it says ish, and it's lowering and demoting from whatever level it is. It's not misdarbar to say it's a chiyuv, because there's not even a chiyuv in Pesach Rishon. Elamai, it's demoting from tefillah ba'alma, to saying that she should not even be mishtatif at all. Fine. Okay, so those are the three shittas. And interesting, we know, as we've seen, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Halach, Rabbi Yossi, passing like Rabbi Yossi over here, that a woman is mechuyevis in Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, 100% like a man. Now, the question is, when it says ish, by Pesach Rishon to be memayit a woman, which ish is it referring to? Says the Gemara, my ish deka amar Reb Shimon. Inei mavi kholem ish celibes avais. So it says over there in reference to the chiyuv of Korban Pesach, Ish, Ahumi boilei lecha Rabbi Yitzchak, the Amar Ish Zoicha ve'ein Katan Zoicha. It's coming to tell me a different din. Rashi says towards the middle of the page, Ish Zoicha la'achirim bilaki chasei. In Lakach Mekach, Letzerach Acherim, Akipa Matana, Lashem Acherim, meaning a man is able to acquire something to be Zeche in something for someone else. A man can do that. You see that they took it for others. The Ein Katan Zeche says Rashi, the Ein Nasa Shliach. Rashi seems to connect Schia and Shlichus, Schia Mitan Shlichus. So a Katan is not able to do so. So that Ish is not coming to be might in Isha. It's coming to teach me something else. It's coming to teach me something else. I'm going to buy the lechdubitz with our Ish zechavin katan zechav. Ella me Ish lefi achloi. Now you want to tell me it's the word Ish when it says Ish lefi achloi. So it says the Gemara, that doesn't make sense that that's what Reb Shimon is using. It's that Ish. Because ha mid Reb Yosi savalak Reb Shimon on the previous Amud. Remember, we had our machlekes between Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon. Reb Yehuda says ein sheyach tenes pesach al hayachid, because it says lesuchal lesberach es pesach ba'achad, don't sheyach on for one person. Reb Yosi disagreed and said that you're allowed to. He said that you're allowed to. So we said, well, what does Rabbi Yosi do? What's the source of Rabbi Yosi? Because it says Ish l'fi achloi. So you're allowed to do, you're allowed to shecht even for one person. and he uses leisuch lizbeach es haPesach b'achad for Rav Shimon's drasha that, you know, if you bring the Korban Pesach at a time when there's an isur b'mayis, then you're over balav. So Al Kapanim says the Gemara, referring back to that discussion, says the Gemara, ha mid Reb Yosi savalak Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon nami savalak Reb Yosi. Presumably Reb Shimon would also hold like Reb Yosi, and therefore he would use this pasuk of Ish lefi achloi to tell me that you're allowed to shecht the carbon for one person. Loshni achid Ish lefi achloi, you can shecht the ganze carbon pesach for one single person. Like Rabbi Yosi. Says Rabbi Shimon, yeah, I'm going to learn out two things from it. Because Amalacha in Cain, if all it was coming to do is by telling me that you can shecht a korban pesach for one person, as per Rabbi Yosi's drasha, in Cain, nechtev rachmana, lefi achloi. My ish, shamis mina tarti. So we can learn out two things. So we learn out lefi achlay that you shecht a korban pesach even for a yachid, but the fact that it says ish, ish v'lay isha, ish v'lay isha. So those are the three shitas tanayim regarding women in pesach rishon and pesach shei. Says the command, oz lahada amar rebi elazar isha barishon chayva. Okay, we would be able to figure that out. That would be Rabbi Yehuda, but the Braisa continues and says v'doiches haShabbos. So fregdimar irishus amaydeches haShabbos. If a woman's level of obligation in Pesach Sheni is not actually an obligation, it's just a rishus, how could you possibly say that it's deches haShabbos? Ela ema m'sheni rishus. Uberishin chayva v'deiches haShabbos. Command for Rabbi Yehuda. It'll go like Rabbi Yehuda. He was the one who says that women are obligated in Pesach Rishon. Pesach Sheni is a rishus, and therefore you only see tefila. Om Rabbi Yaakov, Om Rabbi Yechon, Ein oisin chabura shekula geirim. Shem yidaktiku boy v'yivyuhu l'dei psul. Don't make a chabura comprised solely of geirim, because they might be too medaktik, too careful, and they might end up passling the Korban Pesach. That is our girsa. That is the way we have it. Rashi says over here, Mishum she'enan b'nei Torah, yachmiru alav ledakteik v'yifsaluhu al chinam. It might end up being overly machmir, and they will pass it. Tezus says, bottom Tezus, Tema the boilemeim of the gerim medakteik b'yoser, It's like what we say in places about kusim with Yerushalmi. Garis on Rabbi Yaakov or Yitzchak b'shem Rabbi Yosi Einis and Chabur Shal Gerim Shemitoich Shehein Mikul Kolim Ein Medaktikim. Exactly the opposite, because they're Mikulkol, they just won't care, and Mameila the Yuladei Psul. Says Tesis of Bchol Dochter Nami Chazin and the Gerim Leidaiki B'Mitzus. Also, we seem to say they're not medactic. Here we say they are medactic. I notice that the Gerus of Rabbein Hananel, directly across from this Gemara, he says, "Am Rabbi Yaakov, Am Rabbi Yechon, Einais and Chaburah Shekula Gerim, Shema Loi Yedaktiku Boy." Maybe they won't be medactic, like more like Tesis is saying, "V'Yaviu Uladei Psul." And we know we find that the famous Tesis where Tesis says, "Kashim Gerim." The Yisrakas Hapachas, so there are different deis over there in that Tosfos as to whether or not Gerim are more medactic or are less medactic. Tosfos, if I'm not mistaken, from what I recall, Tosfos quotes from someone Hager, who says that the Pshat is that the reason why it's Kashim the Yisrakas Hapachas is because it's so machmir, so they kind of make everyone else look bad because of their integrity and how stringent they are and so on. Good. Zagimar Vaita Tanravan, Pesach Umatsa Umarar, Barish Nechaiva, and we can't wait for Jesus. So, Rav Shimon Omer, Ba'anashim Chaiva, Ubenashim Rishus. Okay, so a little bit unclear. The Vaita says Pesach Mats and Marar on the Rishon is a Chaiva, on the first day, first night, it's a Chaiva. Henceforth, it's a Rishus, what you're allowed to have carbon Pesach. After the first night, and Rav Shimon says, "Banashim etzachayva, banashim b'shus." So says the Gemara. "Ahai koi," and she says, "Ahai koi mikan ve'elech rishus to Tanakama." That which he said, henceforth, it is a rishus. Says Rashi, "Inema pesach pesach kol shiva miyika." Is that what it means? "Ahai koi inema pesach pesach kol shiva miyika." You're not allowed to eat the carbon Pesach on all 7 days. There's no tashlumin for Pesach throughout the Yom Tov. The Ella Amatza Umarer. So Elamai will say it's given Matz and Marer that throughout the Yom Tov it is only a Rishus. Now she says V'Allah Mahader Reb Shimon, and on that Reb Shimon is going and he says Af Berishin. So if it's going on Matz and Marer, so Rav Shimon is saying, oh, that's only by men, not by women. So same as Rav Shimon, Rav Banashim Chayva, Ubanashim Rishus. The Chi, Les Leil, Rav Shimon, Hada Amr, Rabbi Elazar, Nashim Chayav, is Bechidus Matzah, Devar Teresh, Nemer Leisichel, Av Chamez, Shivas Yom, Matichel, Av Matzah, Kol Shiesh, Nemer Valtichel, Chamez, Yesh, Nemer Kum, Chol Matzah. There's a hekesh between the isser of eating chametz and the mitzvah of eating matzah, and to the extent that women are obligated in leis asis, so they're obligated in this mikach the hekesh. Ela ema pesach matzah umar barish nechayva mikan ve'elech rishus. Reb Shimon ema pesach ba'anashim chayva. Like we saw at the top of the Amud, that is Shitz Reb Shimon, even by Pesach Rishon, he says that women are not Mechuyavis Mamish, it's only a Rishus. Good. Right. There's a famous Shitz of the Gra. Well, I mean, the Gra says it's a mitzvah to eat matzah. It doesn't say it's a chayva to eat matzah. The Gra just says there's a mitzvah to eat matzah all 7 days, providing that you use matzah shmura, then there's a mitzvah. Yeah. So the Mishnah. Einen toivel v'eichel es pischei la'erev. So you have an individual shemeis le'meis. It's meis le'meis. And the din is, this is not an individual who is necessarily tomei, it's a different story, but he is an einen. The din is toivel v'eichel es pischei la'erev. When it comes to Achilas Pesach, even though the night which follows the day of Aninus, there is Aninus Midrabanan, and the Aninus Midrabanan will preclude him from eating Kodshim. It will not preclude him from eating Karban Pesach. If you look at Rashi over here, Rashi says, so he's still an Onen. He was an Einan, he requires a Tfilah for Achilas Kodshim, and so on. Point is, he is still an Einan, the Kvuro has not taken place. Nevertheless, he's allowed to eat the Korban Pesach night, even though an Einan is not allowed to eat Shar Kodshim in a state of Aninus. Pesach, well, this is going to be a case where we're going to say that Chazal were not where Lo Himidu is Divrayem B'makim Karis. And it's here in the Sugya where the Gemara is going to mention at times Chazal were Maimid Divrayem Afila B'makim Karis, and sometimes they were not. Whereas, we look at the next Rashi, Avaloy Yechol Einin La'erev B'shak Kodshim, the Osir Aninis Laila Midrabanen, and the Gavi Pesach Le'mid Divrayem B'makim Karis. Fine. So that is case number one. Someone hears about his mace, and we're speaking here about a Shmua Rechaika. Rashi says that the Yom Shmua, there's a musig of an Aninas Derabanan of sorts. So Hashemea Al Mesoi, or the Hamalakit Loi Atzomis. Say again? Where, what? Which case here? Yeah, he didn't know about it. So the question is, the case over here is you have an individual who had no idea Shemis Lemes. So when one Rachman Atzlan hears, by the way, you lost one of your Shiva Kravim, says Rashi, Yem Shmua, there's a Musig of an Aninas Derabanan on the actual day of the Shmua.
It's not Shiva.
Say again?
It's not Shiva, it's Aninas.
Yeah.
That's what I'm asking.
Yeah.
In a chanami,
but there's a machina of aninus, even though the mace has been buried, correct? The malakit loy atzamis, Rashi says, v'chemisha liktu loy atzamis aviv v'imoy. So it's not that he himself was malakit the atzamis. As the Gemara is going to say, if he himself was malakit the atzamis, there'd be proper to his mace called Shiva. It was done for him, for one of his Sheva Kravim. She says, "V'chinish liktu loy atzmis ave ve'imei aminu b'mayed katan misabul aleim kolayim kulay." So, meaning they exhumed the bones and they were reburied and so on. So then there's also going to be a 1 day, or 2 months, so on. Halakle atzmis tevel ve'echol mekachim. So there we say we will allow one to be tevel ve'echol mekachim. Rashi says, "L'erev dafilu." Yom Gufei Midrabaninu. The day itself was only Midrabanin. We're not going to extend it any further. Now, Gerish Nisgarber Pesach Beishame Eimrim Tevo Vaichles Pischi La'erev. So Beishame is Machmer to say he has to eat his Karban Pesach. Meaning he was Megayer. He's a Yid now. He's obligated in everything. So he has to eat his Karban Pesach like anyone else. No, there's going to be a din tuma midrabanan on you. Meaning you had an arla, you were an arel, and now you are megayer and you did mila. There's a din of perish min hakever. Rashi says, v'tzoch hazah shlishi ushvi. We're going to see this is a din derabanan. And we're going to see there's really another reason in Beis Hillel as to why they're concerned, as to why they don't allow a ger who's Megan Erev Pesach to eat. Good. So we said, my time, what's pshat in the Mishnah? We said, Einin Toivol V'Eichles Pesachu L'Erev. My time, because Sabra Anin is Delilah Derabanan. V'Gabi Pesach Le'Himidu Divrayim B'Makam Kareis. Gabi Kotchim Himidu Divrayim B'Makam Asay. So there might be an assay to eat kachim, but Chazal were minded the Issa de Rabbanan of Aninus de Rabbanan, and therefore they said, we do not want you eating kachim. Ah, you've got a carbon shlomim to eat. Don't do it. There's an Aninus de Rabbanan. We're going to be minded that even in the presence of a mitzvah asay of achilas kachim. According to Rashi, that's even the Bailam have this mitzvah asay. Whereas when it comes to carbon pesach, it's an asay sheyesh bakaris. And like we saw in the beginning of Tamid Nishchot, when we said that even though there's an assay of Aleha, Hashleim, Kola, Karbonis, Kula, this assay of Hashlama, nevertheless, we said, Mutav Yavli Assay Sheyesh Bakaris, Vyitcha Assay Sheim Bakaris. So here it's only the Rabbanan, and for sure we say, in this case, that we're not Maimed Divrayim in an Assay Sheyesh Bakaris. We said, our Shemea al Mesi, or someone who's Malakat at Tzomis, frankly, Gemar Malakat at Tzomis, Haboy Hazar Shlisha Vashli. If he himself was Malakat at Tzomis, then he needs a regular Hazar Shlisha Vashli, like someone who's Tami Tami Mes. So, like we said, like we saw already in Rashi before, Ema Shaliktu Loy at Tzomis. Someone was Malakat, and the at Tzomis of his father, his mother, and so on, is a din. Of a tumah derabanan for such a person. Good. Then we said, Gersh Niskar, we had this machlekes between the Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai said, if he's Megar or Pesach, that's it, he's Mechuyev. And Beis Hillel said, no. So Amar Rabba Bar Bachana Amar Yechon, machlekes Be'arel Nachri. The Beis Hillel Savri, Gezeira Shema Yitzma L'Shana Haba. This is the real concern. The concern is that maybe he will become Tommy next year, the Yeoman will say, Eshtakeid, Mile Tovalti Vachalti, meaning, I was told, a perishman of Arla, a perishman of Kever. So, in essence, the guy's going to say, I was Tommy last year, I jumped in the mikvah, and I ate the Korban Pesach. So, maybe, what is the concern? Shema Yid Malashana Abba, maybe next year, when he's a Yid, post Geiris, he'll become Tamei V'yemer, and he'll say, Ishtak et mila tavalti v'chalti achshav nami et boil v'eichav v'leyada. Ishtak et nachri ava v'le mekabel tuma. Last year, he was a goy. If he's a goy, he's not mekabel tuma. Whereas achshav Yisrael mekabel tuma. That is, Beis Hillel, Beshami Savri, loy gazrina. Beshami say, we don't make this gzeira. Kind of interesting to look at it. Are Beshami the machmir? Are they the meiko? You know, I presented it before, that they're machmer, to say you have to. that's what's coming out of here. So Al-Kabonim says, Rabba Bar Bachanan Rav Yechon, the Machlekes is by an Aral Nachri as to whether or not we do make this Gzeira or not. Aval Aral Yisrael Divrak Kol Tevel V'Echles Pischa L'Erev Ali Gazrinan Aral Yisrael Mishum Aral Nachri. But if he is a Yid, and for whatever reason, he hasn't had a chance to mal himself, for whatever reason, he's unwell, and now he mals himself, then for sure we say, you are mechuyev, like a Rashi directly across, aval oral Yisrael, she'im yesh le'achshav tuma, who nizhar ba'ash af ba'ari lasim kabal tuma gishar b'nei adam, like an amigza be mishim shana haba. And the fact that he's an oral does not preclude him from kabalas tuma. Even though we know that the klal is that the more kaddish you are, it's possible for you to become tummy. And you might have thought that someone without a mila, perhaps he's not as susceptible to kabbalah's tuma. Well, might say he's mekabel tuma like any other yid, and therefore the whole concern of perishman or arlam perishman kever doesn't apply to such a person, and therefore everyone would agree that. Even Beis Hillel would agree that he's mechuyev in karban pesach. Tanya nami hachi. Amar Rabbi Shimon Lazar le'nechlik Beis Shammai Beis Hillel aral Yisrael shetevel v'echles pischal erev. Amen echlik aral nachri. Shibbe Shammai imrim tevel v'echles pischal erev. Beis Hillel imrim ha'perish min ha'arla ka'perish min ha'kever. So it's kind of a combination of these two reasons. As you might ask a question, what is the reason why Beis Hillel will say that a gerish niskayer does not eat the carbon pesach? So it says in the Mishnah, because a perish min ha'arla k'perish min ha'kever, it's like he's got tumas meis for 7 days. The Gemara says a different reason. The reason is it's mitam gzeira, because he'll make this toast and say, last year, you know, I was Tomei and I went to the mikveh straight away. This year I'm also Tomei, I'll go to the mikveh straight away. Elamai, it's a combination of the two. It's because ha-perish min ha-arla, ke-perish min ha-kever, it's ke'ein a tum of sorts, that's going to cause him to be confused that, oh, I was Tomei last year with mamash tumas mace, you know, and nevertheless I was able to go to the mikveh, and I was able to do the Pesach, so to now, if I become Tomei tumas mace, I can do the same thing, so it's just really two sides of one coin.
Is this going to be
Pesach Sheni? Say again?
Does he do Pesach Sheni?
Again, you're asking in Beis Shammai.
Yeah.
Beis
Hillel who prevents him from doing the Korban.
I'm sorry, in Beis Hillel, so you're not allowed to. So, Lachar, that would be, that's a good question, meaning, do we say, it's telling the Machlekes to Tashkum and the Rishon Ninhu, you know, which, you know, intuitively you would have thought that it might be Tali in whether or not Pesach Sheni is Tashlum and Derishon, or do you say that maybe it's worse? You know, it's one thing if you're a katan, you know, you are a Bar Yisrael, but if you're a goy, you know, maybe even if you say it's a separate chiyuv. I mean, I would have thought it's Tali in that Machlekes Pashtus, but maybe there's a chiluk. Yeah, says the Gemara. Amar Rava, Orel Hazah VeIzmel Hemidu Divreim B'Makam Karis. So with regards to these three cases, Orel Hazah and Ismail, we'll see what they mean. Hazah were Maimid their Id and Isid Rabbanin, even against the Issacharis. Whereas Oinen Umetzera and Besapras also various Shilas and Isim Rabbanin Loi Hemidu Divreim B'Makam Karis. Says the Gemara, Orel Hadamarin, meaning we said that an Orel, when there's Aninus de Rabbanin, and so on, we said that, in Beis Hillel, we said in Beis Hillel, Rashi says, Hadamarin, the Chazi Le'urta Mishim Gzeira de Shana Haba, the Chiu Beis Hillel. In other words, Lamaisa, he's a Gerish Niskayer. He is really Mechuyiv. He's a Yid. He's Mechuyiv in Tayag Mitzvahs. LMI, we were saying we're not going to allow you because maybe in a subsequent year you might come to make a mistake and therefore they pushed him aside according to the Beis Hillel. That is Arel. Hazah, what's the case of Hazah? Hazah, the Amramar, Hazah Shvus. The Einoi Deiches Shabbos. So if Yudalad falls on a Shabbos, and Yudalad is Yom Shvi of his Tahara, he just needs a Hazar. What is Hazar? It's nothing. It's just sprinkling. It's nothing. There's no Isser. The Chazal made an Isser Hazar on Shabbos because you might come to be Maverit, Dalad Amos Precious Arabim. So because of the concern of Shemi Avireno, they forbade the Asid Hazar. And now, the fellow's not going to be able to be makar this Karban Pesach. Good. That is Hazosh for saying the Chesed Shabbos. Ismail, what's the case of Ismail? The Tanya, Kishim She'ein Meivin Oysoy Derech Roshes Arabim. Kach Ein Meivin Oysoy Derech Gagais V'Derech Chatzereis V'Derech Karfifais. Take a look at Rashi. Ein Meivin Oysoy Ismail Lamila, you don't bring a knife. For a milah through the Rosh Hashanah, and remember this goes back to the discussion machlekes between Rabbi Kiva against Rabbi Eliezer, Kiva Rabbi Shua against Rabbi Eliezer about machshirin, is machshirin doicha or is it not doicha? We said it's not doicha. Rabbi, that was klal om Rabbi Kiva machshirin, which could have been done before or not doicha Shabbos. Says Rashi, doicha tzeiros avol gav the Rishuya is the rabbaninu. Meaning the whole shaila of derech hatzeres, so the chatzi were ma'ariv and the hatzeres together. So me and this is the rabbanin. Avagad the rishus the rabbanin inu. And the yid chepischoi. So it's going to come out that this, by him not mauling his son, that's going to prevent him from bringing Karban Pesach. The yid chepischoi shem yeish loy zachar lamo ma'akvoi. Dutanya milas is zachara v'avadav ma'akvin es ha-pesach. They were Himidus Devrayim Bimakam Karis. That is Lagabi, those three. Then we said three that are not. We said Oinen Mitzer and Besa Pras Lay Himidu. So says the Gemara Oinen Hadamarin. That was the first case of the Mishnah. Oinen, Tayvol Vaichalas Pischala Erev. Even though there's an Aninas Dirabonin, because the mace has not yet been Nikbar, nevertheless, we said you can go ahead and be Makar the Kohen Pesach and Shecht for him, because it's B'makim Karis. So they were not mine with it. Mitzera Maya, what's the case of Mitzera? Detanya Mitzera Shechal Shmini Shalei Be'erev Pesach. So with Yom Shmini, he's going to bring Karbonis B'Yom. Okay, so he's good to go. Everything should be fine. So Mitzera Shechal Shmini Shalei Be'erev Pesach. V'ra Keri B'Yom. If it came about Keri on Yom Shmini, the din is Tovel. He'll go to the mikvah, and now it'll be a tzvul yom. Okay, so tzvul yom. Tovel va'eichel. Amru chachamim, afal pish of tzvul yom ein nechnas, even though a tzvul yom is not supposed to enter the harabayis, Rashi says three lines down, lahachnis yadav l'bahoynais, kedei sheyechel pischei l'erev. So even though tzvul yom ein nechnas, ze nechnas, why? Mutav yavi asei sheyesh bekareis, v'yidcha asei she'ein bekareis. So at this stage of the Gemara, it seems to be this is another example of Karban Pesach, which is an asei sheyesh bekareis, will push aside another Isser Diarais, another Isser Asei, similar to what we saw at the beginning of Tam HaNishlet. That says the Gemara, that's not actually true. Meaning, there's no actual Isser Diarais. If Amar Rabbi Yochanan, you know what? Devar Torah afilo asei, ein boi. There's not even an asei for Tful Yoim to be in the Harabais. So Balkari is not allowed to be in the Harabais. He's gone to the mikvah. He's not considered to be a Balkari anymore. Shenem Rabbi Yamad Yeshafat Bekal Yehud of Yerushalayim Bebeis Hashem Lefnei Chatzar Chadasha. Says the Gemara, my Chatzar Chadasha. What does it mean, this new courtyard? Shechitshu Boi Dovar. Meaning the Beis Din of Yehoshaphat, they were Mechadish, and they were the ones for Omru Tful Yom Leikanes B'Machna Leviyah. Midirais, only a Balkari is not allowed to be in Machna Leviyah. Once he's gone to the mikvah, he's no longer a Balkari. He's a Tful Yom. He's allowed. Yehoshaphat Ubeis Dinai, they made a gzeira and they said he's not allowed to. And on that, we say, Lo Yimidu Chachamim Divrayim. So if the fellow was a Mitzera, Yom Shmini, and then he became a Balkari, and so on, finally, we said Beis HaPras. Right now, we know Beis HaPras is a field. It's a sodesh shenevad by kever. It was a kever somewhere in the field. So, a kohen is not allowed to walk through Beis HaPras. So, we say Beis HaPras pasnan. Vishavin, Beishamai, Ubeisilo. Shaboitkin, Uaisi Pesach. The Ein Boidkin La'ich Le'Truma. They are Boidik Abeis HaPras for Eisei Pesach. The Ein Boidkin La'ich Le'Truma. Rashi says, Sheboidkin Mahalchin Abeis HaPras. They allow you to go through Al Yudei B'dika La'aseis Pesach Im Ein Le'Derech HaCheres. Meaning you're not really supposed to go through Abeis HaPras, but if push comes to shove, and this is the only way to do it, they'll allow you to do it. Rashi says, Ein Boidkin La'ich Le'Truma Ela Yamten V'Yakif. You know, go circumvent it. They're not going to make any special concessions to facilitate Achilas Truma. Says the Gemara, my Boidkin, what do they do? What is it? And we see this many times in Shas. So the fellow goes and he blows. The concern is that maybe there might be an etzim kisa'ira, which is going to be metame, b'mago, b'masa, and so on. And maybe he's going to come in contact if he walks through it normally. So they allow him to kind of blow, hopefully clearing the way, not ensuring that he won't be mal over it, and so on. Reviewed on Rishmol Menapech, Beis HaPras, V'Hoylech. Reviewed on Barabaya, Mishmeid, reviewed on Omar, Beis HaPras, and Nidash, Tahar. Once it was Nidash, Beregel, Rashi says, once people have walked through it many, many times, even though we're no longer sure where the kever is, but once people have walked through it and they've trampled through it, tar says Rashi, shagrisus haraglaim, heavy rosin, and so on, and we can now assume that it is tar.
Are you not concerned that he may walk over the kever?
Say again?
I'm not concerned that he may walk over.
Because what we're speaking about is a sadish, that they tilled up the soil,
deep enough that there's no...
Seems to be, yeah, it was nechrash, but elamai, there still might be, you know, remnants of bones, and that we say if a person is minapeach, then we're okay. Okay, we'll stop here. Adonai Chayisha, and Bez Hashem, tomorrow. If possible, I